Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mr. Guerin is here, ready to chat with him about what just happened and what happens in the future. Billy, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. It has been a few days. You have had numerous seasons in management going back to Pittsburgh and playing days in Pittsburgh when you won the whole thing. You participated in the Olympics multiple times. You're now the general manager of the Olympic team. You're a U.S. Hockey Hall of Famer, so you've seen the highs of highs, and you also know how difficult it is when a season ends. When you think back to this series, which emotions are still running dominant for you?
Oh, that's a really good question. I don't know if this is an emotion, but missed opportunity. We had it, you know. Like I'm encouraged by the future. I'm not satisfied with the end, because there was. And I think a lot of the players said it too. There's a different feeling. We felt like we could really win, and we didn't. So you're down. Just down. Really, just down about it.
It is a very narrow margin. It was an uber competitive series. It was fun to watch. Which part you think will stay with you longer? The opportunity to go ahead 3-1 or the Nyquist offsides when Hartman just makes a brilliant play and gives you the lead with about 80 seconds to go?
Yeah, those are two of them. Just not being able to just grab one of the overtime games, not two of them. Just,
yep.
You know, I don't want to get greedy, but like just one of them. And, you know, I said, like, we didn't get outplayed. They got very opportunistic goals, and that's part of it, you know? It's unfortunate, but it's the reality.
Is this the first series where you felt like that you could have won it just as easily as your opponent?
Yes.
What was different?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like it felt different. That was the difference. We were right there with them. It was a hell of a series. Two good teams. We could have won it. You know, I think in just like looking back, I think the series against Dallas, Erickson Ek was out. You know, we lost Hartman for a game early on. We probably a little overmatched. You know, the St. Louis one, kind of the same thing. And it just, This was the first one where I really felt, I think we all really felt like we're not just in this participating, we can win.
I also felt like in those series, and it wasn't always like your goaltending wasn't good, but that the other team's goaltending was better. And in this series, and again, I'm not ripping Hill, but I still feel like Gustafson was the best goaltender in the series.
Yeah, I do too. I would agree with you on that. And all those things, I mean, we scored more goals than they did. You know, things like that. It almost doesn't add up, you know. But like I said, they got the timely goals in overtime and late in the third in game six. So, and look, they're a good team too. They're trying to win. I felt really good about our chances this year.
When you saw the second challenge on the Hartman goal, and it's close, but it clearly, at least to me and most, looks like Nyquist is offsides and it is the right call. What was your feeling? Because I'll just be honest. I think a lot of us are watching saying, come on, I've watched the guy straddle the blue line, you know, thousands of times, and why didn't it happen on that play?
Yeah, it was like disbelief, like no way. But you know, hey, those are the things. Those things happen. Like I don't think after that either. I don't think our team shrunk. I don't think we, you know, a lot of times after that, there's an emotional letdown.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like that happened. We didn't shrink in our game or our emotion.
Let's do this. Let's break on time here, and I want to get to a number of other points, a little more in the series, but also more importantly, where you go from here. Often we get really good texts for Billy. This Bill Guerin, his first extended interview since the series and the season came to conclusion, but an enormous off-season for this club that finally have financial flexibility, and they've got one of the 10 best players in the game, and he is a restricted free agent. So we'll start with Kirill. We'll come back, and we're lucky to have Bill Guerin for a two-part interview here on a beautiful – what do we got? We got a Tuesday
sure
afternoon
do.
Here with William Guerin. I want to talk Stretch Lab. I'm going to talk to a lot of people, including myself, who will be outside at some point today. I think Q and I are going to go for a bike ride. He's got a little physical therapy today, but you know where I take Q often? Stretch Lab. We primarily go to the Plymouth location, but we've been to the Chanhassen location, the Maple Grove location, the one by B'nai Mikoska. There are 11 locations. So whether you're a person like me who's hanging on to some sort of physical shape, whether you have a young adult or a child in your life with some of the physical challenges my son has, whether you're a runner and you're in great shape, or whether you sit on the couch too much, Stretch Lab will help you out. Half off your first visit. That's right. They've got 25-minute sessions. They have 50-minute sessions. I've been going for 6-plus years, and they make me feel better, bring back that range of motion and flexibility every single time I go. I mean that. StretchLab.com. Bill Guerin with us, president of hockey operations, GM for the Minnesota Wild. Is this the most important offseason since you came on board in this position?
First of all, I love the Juice Newton lead-in.
Yeah. Dave Harrigan, go ahead and explain. Dave's going to explain our bumper music theme today.
A theme every day, and today it happens to be National Beverage Day, so we have artists and bands with a certain type of beverage as part of their name.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I like it.
Juice. If you could have, in fact, you can. Later in the day, it's beautiful. If you could have one beverage today, outside, enjoying the weather, which beverage are you going to have?
Oh, boy. I'd probably have to do an ice-cold beer today.
Ice-cold beer.
It's such a beautiful day.
Yeah. What is
such a beautiful day?
What is Bill Guerin's go-to beer?
I'm hitting a Bud Light.
Bud Light.
Yeah, I love it.
I don't like a single light beer. I like beer. I just think the light beers don't hold up. Why am I wrong?
Yeah. Just because you are so often. I don't know.
Thank you. I'm just so comfortable in that area.
Yeah. you just are.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, both of you. I really appreciate it. All right. Is this the most important offseason?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, it is. It really is. It's. Yeah, I mean, look. Listen, we have to sign our best player. We, we are coming out of a cap situation that, you know, we've been dealing with for 4 years. We have some flexibility. We have the ability to make our team better. That's going to be our goal, and you know, for that makes this a very important offseason.
I heard you today when you met the media, and you said regarding Kirill that you're very confident. And you've said this when I've asked you. You said it again today. How soon will this get serious to hopefully back up that you were right, that he wants to be here and that you can get this done?
It's already serious. It's just anything to do with him is serious.
Yep.
And, you know, once we start, like I said, it's already serious. Anything to do with him is serious. So any conversation I have will be of a serious nature.
So is it, even with your own restricted, is it July 1st? That's when you first can formally offer him the deal?
Yeah, yeah. So, there's, you know, restrictions to when you can and can't, but I just feel like any time we're dealing with him, it's very serious.
Because of how important he is to your team, because of how good he is, because of how young he is it as simple as, Kirill, here's 8 years, here's the maximum amount of money we can give you, and here's the full no-trade clause?
Well, it's that'd be nice. I don't know if it's ever that simple, but
isn't it going to come down to basically conceptually that?
Yeah, good. Yeah, I mean that's a contract. Like that's a
right.
Yeah. Here's the money, the term, the details of it. That's it.
Will you be in front of him face to face on July 1st?
Probably not. He'll probably be in Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a tough one.
I don't really deal with the players on this. You deal with the agents and,
yep.
Sometimes I do talk to the players, when they need to hear stuff from me. Kirill and I have had a number of conversations over the years and, he knows where.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Where we stand and how important he is to the organization and to the team and all his teammates and stuff like that. And to the community. Like,
yep.
He's an important guy here.
He is an incredibly important guy. Okay. Yeah. Can you add two top six type players this offseason in free agency?
Yes, I think we can.
Okay. So for me, and you know this 1,000% better than me, to me, when I think of a top six type person, I think it's somebody who's making at least $6 to $7 million. With the cap situation, can you add two guys making $6-7 million?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. That's without
And look, it's not just, you know, putt and dry. You know, I don't know if there's gonna have to be other moves to fit certain guys in or
yep.
what, but you know, like you said, you listened to my press conference. We're going to try to make our team significantly better.
Yep.
This year.
You mentioned first a center. You talked about Eck, who has been a great player for you. Again, landing high quality centers who can be a top two type of center is hard. Do you think those players are out there for you and are reasonable to get?
I sure hope so.
Yeah. Well, you know who's out there.
Well, not yet. Not yet, really. I mean, we know who could be. We don't know who's
yep.
really out there. I mean, we'll see.
If it came down to you could only add one, a center who doesn't exactly have the same skills as Erickson Ek, but you and your top people can have an honest debate which one's one, which one's two, or you can add a winger who you think can give you 30 goals on a fairly regular basis. Is the center still the way you would go?
Yes.
Okay. How come?
This pains me to say because I was a winger my whole life. They're more important. They have more responsibility on the ice. They're like faceoffs, D zone, like all those things. Centers are just you build teams down the middle and on D first, and then you know wings scoring wingers are like we have an elite scoring winger in Kirill. He's unique in that sense, but normally it's you know the centers.
Do you need another center with some size?
Size is always good.
Yeah. Because your other centers, and it's not like Hartman isn't feisty, but your other centers are smaller, right? So one other guy with that, I mean, you're right. Concepts, you're always, if you're going to have high-end, smaller, high-end, bigger, you're going to take bigger.
But in the makeup of your team, is it even more important to have some size?
Yeah, I think so. I think that would be the preference, yes.
What does Zeev need to do to be a regular on your team next year?
I think he needs to have an incredibly good summer with his training. He's got to learn how to train like an NHL player. He's going into a different stratosphere than he's ever been, and his strength and conditioning is going to be key. I know he's going to spend a significant amount of time here in Minnesota. He's going to work with Andy Ness, our skating coach. He's going to work with Matt Harder, our strength and conditioning coach. Those are the things that he needs to do to get off to a good start and not fall behind early. And that's really important.
What's realistic about how much weight and how much size he can add in an off season compared to it's a multi-year process?
Well, look, he's only 19.
Yeah.
He is a child. So he's not going to be done actually growing for quite some time. But, you put the right type of weight on in the right amount of time in the right places, it's always going to help. You know, you just don't start going to, burger joints and putting weight on any way you can. You got to put it on the right way. And it's, your weight is your weight. You've got to be strong.
I mean, I can take him out drinking with me. I mean, he would gain some weight that way.
Yeah, but he wouldn't have any fun.
That hurts.
I know.
I'm listening right now. I mean, you might.
That was pretty good.
I mean,
pretty good.
This isn't a voicemail. Okay, you're off. Okay, I keep hearing about him, and I keep hearing he's tantalizing, and I heard you mention him today. What strength does he bring to you, and how confident are you that when you get together in September that he's in training camp with you?
Well, he's a highly skilled kid. I'm confident. I believe in him. We'd like to see him on the team. He's going to have to come over and prove that he belongs there. But I'm confident that he'll do that.
What does Ogren need to do to not be bouncing back and forth next year?
Same as Bouillon.
Yeah.
He's got to have a good summer. Don't get behind early, and just keep progressing. You know, John mentioned him today and handling his demotions and his recalls the right way. He's handled it the right way, but he needs, again, another young guy. He needs to continue to get, stronger and faster. And, I'd like Ogie to kind of trust his instincts a little bit more, not be as robotic as he is, because he's got great talent and he can shoot. And he's a potential, goal scorer. And so we just want him to have a good summer.
I think a lot of us, in fact, almost all of us, thought when Flower gave the quick wave, didn't want any more spotlight, and skated off after the loss, that he was done. When you first found out he was going to the Worlds to play for Canada, what was your reaction?
I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah. He loves the game. They're going to have a good team. He wants to win.
Will he play?
I love it. Yeah, I think he's going to be their number one.
Okay. Are we going to be sitting here in September and all of a sudden I'm going to get a release where Marc-Andre Fleury is coming back? Is he really done?
I think he's really done.
How come? Why? What convinced? You know him extraordinarily well. What convinces you?
Yeah, I've just had the conversations with him. And,
yep.
I think this is it. This is a great opportunity for him to, play for his country for a little while. And yeah, but I really do believe in my heart that he's done.
When would you like me to send my my bullet points on how you should handle the offseason? I could text
ASAP.
It. Yeah. Yeah. Soon, right?
ASAP.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Will you miss the biweekly visits in the summer?
Yes, I will. I will.
Yeah. You can still call in.
No. Don't call me.
Yeah. Wait for
I'll
you.
I'll call you.
Okay.
Or no, I won't call you. You call me.
Okay. We'll periodically. Could we, like, listen in to negotiations? That'd be a good perspective.
That would be actually unbelievable.
I would love to listen.
Yeah. Some days you would, some days you wouldn't.
Yeah. Some days this is kind of tedious.
Yeah, it's just, some days it's just a grind.
Yeah.
And some days it's not. You get somewhere, you know. Some days are good, some days aren't.
Yeah. And last thing, hockey-wise, ideal world, how many new players on your 20-man opening night roster next year?
Ideal world, 3.
That's it. 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think our D's set.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're going to add or change the forward group a little.
I mean.
And then there we go. We don't need a lot.
Is Wallstedt ready to be your backup goaltender?
Well, he needs to have a good summer as well.
Yeah.
Like he, the year didn't go as planned, but, you know, we still believe in him. He's got great talent. I think him seeing kind of the light at the end of the tunnel here is really going to help him focus. He's going to spend a lot of time in Minnesota this summer as well. That will definitely help him.
Listen,
so it'll be good.
I greatly appreciate you coming on, including on a day like this, to give us 2 segments. We have a lot of fun. You know, I'll reach out. Maybe we'll bump into each other. But thanks again for coming on a regular basis.
And thank you for having me. I really do enjoy it. You do a great job. And I really do. I like it because you ask good questions, and I like to be honest with the fan base and your listeners, and it's good. Thank you for having me on again this year.
Absolutely. Just stop hanging out with Steens. That's my one last
advice.
Yeah,
I will. Yeah. I'm trying.
Thank you. Bill Guerin, tremendous with us all season long. 2:35 on CCO. It's World Beverage Day, so go ahead, Dave.
National Beverage
National.
Day. We're not sharing with this one.
Sorry, I was hoping it was the World Beverage Day.
Well, as you know, to celebrate National Beverage, it's a toast to beverages of all types, artists, bands, with a beverage in their name. This, of course, we're bringing you a little iced tea.
Let's bring it back. At the Wolves game the other day.
That's right.
Maybe tonight.
Could be.
Maybe tonight. Speaking of that, Jim Pete on with us tomorrow. Multi-segments, one.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
07, to recap, game one, I Thought I had tickets to game two. Found out just before the show I don't.
Didn't work out for you?
Don't have tickets. So
if, you know people. Come on.
I do know people. I do know people. I've reached out to some people. If you'd like to take me to game two Thursday.
Pete can't get you in?
Well, I've thought about actually getting a press pass and just sitting up there, but there's already 19, you know, people up in the radio press. Well,
don't they know who you are? Kick
I might.
A couple out.
I might, but I want to go up there and have a beverage or two, and then I probably would put something in Alan's drink and push him off the side and take
Chad over. Hartman back where I belong.
Yeah. Where is Alan? I don't know. Like, Jim's like, where's Alan? I can't find him. You know, I got him tied up in one of the bathrooms.
Stay quiet.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to invite me to the Wolves game, I'd love to go.
Oh, nice.
I can go as a press member, but I kind of want to socialize and have the fun. So Jim Pete tomorrow. So three topics for you. You can have one beverage today. 6 o'clock at your house. One beverage today, 6 o'clock on a gorgeous day. What are you having? Bill Guerin just said a Bud Light. I said a glass of red. I could go for a margarita, though, too. And, like, you're downplaying the spicy margarita? Who are you?
I just don't like spice in my beverages or my desserts, you know, like. Plenty of spice.
How many spicy desserts are there? There are a lot of
people throw like the spice in chocolate now.
Is that becoming more of a thing?
I think so.
Okay. I think you're making that up.
No, it's not.
So that would be mine right now. Because I had a Pepsi yesterday. So I shouldn't have too many Pepsis. What would your drink be then today?
I would go with a tall, ice cold glass of fresh squeezed lemonade.
That's very good. That is excellent. That's one. 6 o'clock, sitting on the front stoop, your massive patio. You're just looking outside. What is your beverage that you would have on the planet's beverage day? I'm not even calling it national. I'm not even calling the world. It's the planet's beverage day. U.S. News and World Report seems like they're only relevant with this list and a couple other lists.
Do the colleges still?
I think they do. They have identified the 10 best states in the United States of America to live. Number one, Utah. Right now, Utah is dead to me because the person in radio outside of this building I'm closest to is my guy, Charge.
They stole him.
And Charge has been telling me about this for the last multiple years. Charge is a very good friend. We used to live five houses from each other. We obviously worked together, and our friendship is even stronger. And I knew this was a possibility, but he texted me a couple weeks ago that he and Roxy are leaving. So right now Utah is dead to me. But Utah is number one on the list. Would you want to live in Utah?
I'd give it a shot.
I would.
It could be lovely.
It maybe. Salt Lake City's underrated, but it's still not bustling enough. I mean, Church is living like I said, I'm looking forward to the manifesto. I mean, where he's living. Jeez, right. I also told him I'm ready for my appearance on the Dateline show talking about you when he showed me where the place is. New Hampshire, too, doesn't do a thing for me.
No, why?
No, shouldn't even be a state.
I mean, if we're talking that area of the country, there's better options.
Yeah, it's another one of these states that should be either Connecticut or Massachusetts.
Slap it together with Vermont?
Yeah. I mean, Vermont, get out. No, Vermont, get out.
Get out entirely?
Get out. Vermont.
Canada can have it?
New Hampshire. No, we're just going to combine them into states. Vermont, New Hampshire, Rhode Island. Get out of here.
Rhode Island's barely a city, let alone
a
state.
Okay, those three, get out of there. One Dakota, so now we're at 46. Divide up California and make that like five different states. That's probably the way to go. Idaho, three. No. No. It looks beautiful. I mean, I wouldn't mind visiting it, but I want a city. I want some stuff.
You know, I'm Boise?
No, that's not
You
it.
Want a bunch of crazies, no. Panhandle? They got a nice panhandle.
Great.
Good panhandle.
We're four. We're normally very high in these lists.
Well, look around.
Yeah. We're amazing, apparently.
It's true.
Nebraska's 5.
Please.
Get out of here. Florida's 6. It's like California. It's so different. Like the panhandle compared to Miami is like traveling across the world.
Yes.
They're nothing alike. I would, if I had to live in Florida, I'd live in Fort Lauderdale. I think Fort Lauderdale is very underrated. Vermont, again, not a state. South Dakota, again, not a state. Massachusetts, you got Boston.
Boston's good.
You got fun.
Mm-hmm. A lot of history there if you're into that.
Yeah. I think some things happened there. Might have arrived there early in our history.
Interesting. I'll look into that.
I kind of want, you know, a little warmer weather. But Massachusetts, I could see. Washington, if it just wouldn't rain 500 days, that's my thing. That's because I love Seattle. And I love how beautiful Washington is, and there's a lot of diversity to Washington, too. But I don't want to look outside in 70 days a year. It's raining out. Do you?
It's more than 70. Far more than 70. You get about 70 days of sun.
Yeah. I meant 700. I was too busy showing the effect. Yeah, I was close.
No, as people I know in the Seattle area have said, it's beautiful for a little bit.
Yeah.
The rest of the time, it's just cold and wet. That's
damp.
Yeah.
I don't like damp.
You spend the whole year cold and wet.
Damp.
Ugh.
Words you don't like. Damp. 651-461-9226. Is anything ever good if it's damp?
Would you rather be damp or moist? Speaking of words people hate.
I don't mind moist. But there are people in my life who I'm very good friends with who just, I can get them to run out of a room if I say moist.
A lot of people hate that word.
If you were going to live in another state, which is your state? If you were going to live in any state and it's somewhat comparable circumstances, where are you going? So your drink at 6 o'clock and your state, if you're leaving your state. Most of our audience is Minnesota, but not all. So they might be happy in the state they're in right now. You can brag it up. What do you got? The drink and the state if Minnesota was not an option. 651-461-9226. Part of what makes Minnesota pretty good. Not one, not two, not five, not 10. 11 Twin Cities area Stretch Labs. They are reliable. You don't just walk into Stretch Lab and automatically you meet with Zach, let's say in Plymouth, and say, hey, I'd like to stretch people. Says, yeah, go ahead and start. No, there is extensive training. There's follow-up to make sure you're pretty good, make sure the customers like you. And my guy Kevin does a lot of the training. So you get professionals. You might go in there, and you've had that lower back issue your entire life. You might go in there, and you got this rotator cuff that has just popped up. You might go in there and you feel great. You just want to keep feeling great. Or you might go in there because you sit on your couch way too often and you need a lot of help. That's when you get the 50-minute session. They've got the 25 and 50-minute session. They will improve the quality of your health, and all of us should want it. I've trusted these folks, not only myself, Quentin, and friends, for 6-plus years. Half off your first visit, stretchlab.com. All right, among the offerings from the texters, Maine is immaculate.
It was on my short list.
Maine?
I've been to Portland, not all over the country or the state, but beautiful.
I need a big city. I do, for me.
That's fine.
Yeah, I do. Canada. Yeah.
Soon to be.
I mean, that's a heck of a choice, right? Plus an ice cold Molson. What are you saying on Molson beer?
I've never had a Molson.
Never?
Beer. No.
I think a Molson.
I drink American, Chad.
Okay. Well, we're about to be America. Canada's about to be America. What are you talking about?
I've heard it's not for sale.
Canada again. If it's hot, I think a gin and tonic would be perfect. That's pretty good. Jason, if you had to move, Colorado's also been mentioned. Arizona has been mentioned. I love Arizona. It's just 3 months of the year, it's torturous.
Yes.
Denver.
We're looking for a new place where you'd be happy 12 months a year.
Yes.
San Diego.
San Diego's way up there. I'm an L.A. guy. I would pick L.A. over San Diego. It's just California is a madhouse. You know, if you can put up with some of the nonsense.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
There's so many damn regulations. There's just so many goofy things out there.
Mm.
And then if you stay in your main enclave in L.A.,
yeah,
so you're not driving across.
That's what most people do because yeah. It's the traffic is terrible.
Yeah. Beverage today. You might be doing this. You'll be home.
I'm going to Cuzzy's after the show if anyone wants to say hello.
Yeah, Cuzzy's. Okay, what are you going to get at Cuzzy's?
Well, just, you know, maybe a Molson.
Yeah, that'd be pretty
good.
A
little solidarity with our 51st state.
Let's go. Jason, next.